I will be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 1 through 3 and 16 through 30. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged, and the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and striking him on the face. Then they handed him over to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but this man said, 'I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven into one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothes they cast lots." And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Religious folks did it to him. Ever since, religious folks have tried to forget they did it to him. Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, almost any other festival in the church takes precedence over Good Friday and the crucifixion for lay people and clergy alike. Sermons commonly ignore the crucifixion. They may refer to it, point to it, do anything but preach it and tell it. While affirming the belief in the crucifixion, the church often denies the crucifixion of Jesus Christ by not preaching it, by withholding it, by hoping people will fill in the blanks, by being apologetic about it, by taking for granted that it need not be preached, by making it a throwaway line in the closing seconds of a sermon, by hoping that indirection will lead the listener to say and think and feel what the sermon refused to say and think and feel. In a way, I fulfilled this prophecy in my sermon tonight. For I had a movie clip that I was going to show before this. And seeing all the innocent eyes among us tonight, I thought maybe it would be best to allow you all to see the movie yourself. I would suggest it. It's named Jesus, the greatest story ever told. And although this is what makes us who we are, it seems that talking about it and seeing it on a big screen seem a little different to this preacher.